barring a last-minute curveball from the federal courts, Indiana will be one of only four states without expanded vote by mail for the 2020 general election amid an ongoing pandemic. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on how the state got to this point and where it might go from here.
Governor Eric Holcomb declared a public health emergency over COVID-19 on March 6th. 2 weeks later, before he issued an expansive stay-at-home order, Holcomb postponed the primary election from May to June, and the Indiana Election Commission expanded the state's vote-by-mail system, allowing any eligible voter to cast their ballot that way for the primary. That was done in agreement with the Indiana Republican and Democratic Party leaders and Secretary of State Connie Lawson.
All of these steps will be in concert to ensure that our election process will continue and that every eligible voter is given the opportunity to vote.
People took advantage. More Hoosiers voted absentee than on Election Day. A few months later, things have changed.
We are going forward with a normal election process here in Indiana. We will not be making changes like we did in the primary since the stay-at-home order has been lifted.
There are about a dozen reasons you can still legally vote by mail, including if you're 65 or older, if you're working or will be absent from your county the entire time polls are open on Election Day, or if you're confined to your home. But despite repeated calls, a vote at the Indiana Election Commission, and a lawsuit, Republican leaders have refused to expand the system for the general election. They argue with so many people back to work and going out in public, there's no need for more mail-in options. And they insist in-person voting is safe. Governor Holcomb also suggests another reason.
We also deserve to have a very timely election results. We call it election day, not election month.
Indiana Democratic Party Chair John Zodi doesn't buy it. He says it's purely political hypocrisy.
I think there's been a terrible dereliction of duty by the state administration and all those Republicans who claim to be patriots and advocates for the right to vote when they are basically suppressing it as we speak.
If there are political calculations behind Republicans' decision not to expand vote by mail, political scientist Laura Wilson says those calculations don't make much sense.
Other states do have mail-in voting entirely. So we've been able to look at those states and confirm, in fact, it does not benefit any party over another. Both parties have their own demographics that would benefit in their own way from mail-in voting.
And there are Hoosier Republicans fighting to expand it, including with the advocacy group Indiana Vote by Mail. It's headed by Barbara Tully, who is part of the fight this year, sued the state, so far unsuccessfully, to force it to expand mail-in voting this fall. But Tully says the change she really wants isn't temporary, it's permanent.
Indiana has very low voter turnout rates when you rank us amongst all 50 states, and we need to do something to improve that. Vote by mail as an option for voters to use if they choose to brings more people into the electoral process.
Tully says her organization will push the General Assembly to expand vote by mail when it reconvenes in 2021. Laura Wilson says the spotlight on mail-in voting this year could help that cause.
Because I think a lot of people will say, but really, why don't we have it? It brings to the forefront the challenges we have with the current system. And individuals who may not have cared about it otherwise, may not have used it otherwise, it may not have applied to them otherwise. Certainly everything about this year is different, and that's true for the election cycle as well. It might get them thinking about it in a different way.
The Indiana Senate easily passed a bill to expand vote by mail just 2 years ago, but that measure, sponsored by a Republican, died without a vote in the House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.